Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, you'll release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Wednesday afternoon. Tommy away today. We got Pete Hellier joining us, the Savo. How are we, guys?
We're good. Great to have you here for another day, Pete.
Great to be back.
Good news is Tommy is en route. He is on his, he's on his way home to Australia.
Yes, that can be taken out of context.
He could be as well. Who knows? He will be here tomorrow for us. And what state he's in, I'm not sure.
No.
He may be crying into his Wheaties, or he'll have gotten over it and he'll be up and about.
Nothing
in
between, though.
Should we take him swimming first date?
Well, please get him lessons. hey, can I give you a quick update, actually, before we get in? I know there's some big news
about
breaking.
What?
The story yesterday here in Rimington.
Poogate.
Yeah. Where I wanted to make sure that Hugh knew that I didn't do a massive borrow.
You went to the toilet for Hugh. You arrived to an absolute mess. You were disgusted. And you went ahead and peed, left thinking I couldn't clean that up. And then Hugh arrived and followed you in after. And you've spent a lot of time thinking that Hugh must have thought you did that mess.
It's been about a fortnight of me thinking Hugh thought I was responsible for that. And I had nightmares of him telling Sandra Sully.
And he did think you were responsible for it. He came on air and said he thought you were the man behind that mess.
I was bloody relieved. That we had that conversation. But then I got a message from him last night.
Yep.
Okay. And it's a photo.
Oh.
And it says, you're not going to believe this, but this is that very same dunny today. What did you do to it?
Show me.
Really? You can describe it.
Oh, God, the lid's off. Oh, wow, that's need a full service.
It's been tampered with.
We need to know who's doing this to this poor toilet.
Somebody. Who is it?
Who likes some muesli there?
He just said, I said, innocent, I swear. He just sent a message that said, tell it to the judge. So I'm under. Yesterday's conversation has been for nothing.
Speaking of judges, 20 grand up for grabs.
Oh!
How you can enter, we will tell you. And I love this competition so much. So if you're a bit of a sneak, a bit of a liar, I think this is the competition for you.
And if you're a student of the legal system, you might listen, because this is exactly how the legal system operates. Nothing has been spared, no detail.
But up next, I want to talk about me and music festivals.
Oh, you love a concert, don't you?
And I can feel one in my waters that I want to go to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Lads, boys.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Wednesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We got Pete Hellier filling in for Tommy the Savo, and the time game is coming up very soon, guys.
Do you own some denim cutoffs and some cowboy boots?
I'm wearing them now.
Because then you are in for a treat.
Okay.
Because, so Splendor in the Grass, do you know what that is?
yes, it's a cocktail.
Don't say, do I? Of course I do, producer Sonda. I'm cool. I've thought about going many times. It looks a bit dirty for me, but I have thought about going many times.
That's good. It's the thought that counts.
Yeah, it's the thought that counts.
Yes.
So Splendor in the Grass, coming up in a couple of weeks' time. Yep. And
give us some of the names. You're going to be the bill, Carrie.
Yeah, you know.
You're across it? Yeah.
There was one G-Flip's going to be there.
G-Flip. Collingwood supporter. G-Flip. We love G-Flip.
There was some real cool acts. There was one that was a funny.
You love your music festivals, don't you?
There was lots of capital letters in the name, I feel. Is it who's headlining?
That's Elon Musk's kid.
Eli, who's headlining?
Tyler the Creator.
I mean, who could forget Tyler the Creator?
My boys are massive fans of Tyler the Creator.
Well, they should go to Splendor.
They should.
Are they over 16?
Two of them are.
Great. Well, here's the thing. They can't go on their own anymore, though.
But even a 17-year-old?
Nope. Papa Pete's got to go along.
Papa Pete.
Go along.
In the mosh pit with Tyler the Creator.
Because Splendor, so if you were 16, you could go to Splendor in the Grass until today. And they have said, due to liquor licensing changes and stuff, they've been forced to make it that 16 and overs now need to bring a parent or a chaperone. So there is kids all over who are getting set for their nice weekend at Splendor who are now going, So, Mum, what are you up to next weekend?
At what age don't you want your parents coming to a concert? Probably that age,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I was trying to think what concerts I've been to with Ollie, and he would never want me to come to any of them. I took him to Ed Sheeran, yep. Which was awesome, yeah. And I tried not to embarrass him.
Yeah, I took Oscar to Ed Sheeran. We also went to Robbie Williams recently.
Oh, yeah.
He's my youngest, 13-year-old. Mm-hmm. When Liam was about 14, I think we went to Foo Fighters. That was Foo Fighters.
Cool.
That was awesome. And
do you sing loudly?
No, I was very much, and I was also trying to like, because he brought a couple of friends. And
you're trying to be cool.
I was trying to get some sneaky photos.
Of the artist or of them?
Well, both, but I was trying to get some sly ones of them. So,
That's weird.
Their first concert together.
Of the kids.
What, taking photos of your own kids is weird.
I saw you post
photos on Instagram from London, Carrie.
Other kids, if you're creepily taking
photos. I'm not going to strangers. It's not stranger danger.
There is something about the trying not to act weird that means you end up acting really weird. Like I was imagining, so the first idea I had when I saw this was I'd love to go to Splendor in the Grass. Maybe I could chaperone one of these kids that now needs a responsible adult.
Yeah, you should. If you want Carrie, if you need Carrie chaperoning you, give us a call.
I'm so fun. I'm fun mum.
She's fun mum. She loves Terry. She loves Terry the Creator.
And then I started thinking that I would just be trying so hard to fit in and be cool. I'd rock up, like I'd go all out, yeah. And I'd Google what they used to wear to Woodstock or something. And I'd get like the full. I wouldn't just get cool clothes. I'd go to like a costume shop.
You'd be trying so hard to be cool. You'd be like forcing them to drink. They'd be like, "No, we don't want to." And they're like, "No, go on, have a margarita. Woo! Carrie's cool.
Have a brandy. But I did make me think maybe there are mums out there that do. There would be lots of mums that go to Splendor because there's a lot more cool mums out there than me.
Yeah,
but there is mums. Thank you. Now I want to go just to prove that I'd be fun.
Well, you should.
But then I'm responsible for someone's kid. I don't, you know, I have had enough trouble with the three of mine, you know.
Sounds like a podcast about to happen, you know, like a true crime podcast. She was a Gold Logie winner who wanted to prove she was cool.
Denim
cut-offs. And then Gavin was never seen again.
Okay, so 13, 10, 60, if I'm not going to go with you, but if you would want me to go with you, I'm just keen to hear, like, yeah. Do I sound like someone you'd want to go to a music festival with?
Or would you rather go with me? Maybe they want to go with me. Why can't I be the cool dad, cool
uncle?
Are you
going to creep around
uncle,
with your
uncle
phone
uncle
taking
Pete.
Photos?
I might take a few photos. And you know what? In 30 years' time, they're going to go, thank you, Uncle Pete, for taking those photos. I didn't understand it back then.
Are they related to you?
No, but they can call me uncle because I'm a fun uncle.
But are you?
Funcle.
Have you had to take your mum along, your mum and dad along to something that they just are not meant to be at,
yeah.
But for rules and regulation purposes they were at and they've absolutely embarrassed the hell out of you? I want to know. And I should say, there's a Liam calling up, 13, 10, 60. Oh, he wants to go to the music festival with me. Is that your son?
No. He's 19. It'd be weird if he... He's allowed legally to go. So this is awkward.
13, 10, 60. When did you have to take your mum to something and do you want me to come with you? 13, 10, 60.
Or me.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, but Tommy's away at the moment. So we've got Pete Hellier filling in. And on 13, 10, 60, give us a call if you'd
phones
like.
Phones have gone into meltdown.
To take Vickers to Splendor.
Or me. I mean, let's put it out there. It could be me as well. If you want a fun call.
No one wants a fun call.
Fun calls are more fun than farties.
Fums. So Splendor in the Grass has changed the rules due to liquor licensing issues. They're not overly happy about it either, but they've got to make sure that anyone that's 16 and over that's not that's still underage has to bring a parent or guardian or a responsible adult with them to Splendor next weekend. And I'm just putting it out there.
I would be a regular fun mom. I'm a cool mom.
Exactly. I would be fun at a festival. And if it wasn't for the fact that we're talking about children, I would definitely get my outfit and accompany somebody.
Because you've had that restraining order put on.
No, I just think it's a bit weird, me going with someone else's random kid to Splendor.
Yeah, to the police of...
I can just imagine me having one too many champagne and then some poor kid having to look after me. Liam, you want me to come to Splendor with you?
Absolutely, Gary. Absolutely. Me and the boys would be honoured to have you there, I reckon.
Boys, 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 lads, lads, lads.
Liam, though, how old are you, mate?
So 19, about to turn 20.
Okay, so legally you can go by yourself. You don't need Carrie to go with you. So it becomes a little bit creepy, mate, to be honest. To be absolutely honest.
It's a free date. What do you mean? I'm happy.
Is Carrie a designated driver?
Oh, no. God, no.
No, she's getting on it with us, obviously.
Okay.
There you go. Well, see? Mum over here.
It's a true crime podcast.
What about Ash? Ash, are you wanting to take me or Pete to Splendor?
Oh, I definitely take you, Carrie. I think you'd be... I definitely wouldn't take Pete, though.
because of my thick neck? Because of my sleep apnea?
I would take Carrie, because she's just... I reckon she'd be really fun, and I'd love to see Carrie get pissed.
Just watch the project each night. I mean, come on, Ash. You won't have to wait very long either. You have to wait for one Prosecco.
I'm a lightweight. Yeah.
Then you'll be at the first aid van waiting for her to be put into an ambulance and get her back to the hotel. Well, I'll be there. You guys can go off, do whatever you do. I'll just be at the bar.
Don't talk to me like that, Pete. I'm drinking.
Oh, Ash would be fun.
I'm 18 and I don't need a chaperone, but I reckon you'll be heaps of fun to go with Carrie. Don't let them tell you otherwise.
Thank you, Ash. Appreciate it. Cool. Let's catch up. Yeah. Cool.
Well, I'll never talk to you like that again, Ash. I'm not sure how it was.
Brad, are you wanting me to come with you to Splendor?
Brad.
Wasn't convincing. What are you calling about, Brad?
Have you been burnt before, Brad?
I'll definitely take Pete. I reckon me and him cruising around, having a bit of a dance.
Have a bloody great time we would, mate.
Most definitely.
Have you had to take a parent to a music festival before?
Yes. Not really a music festival, but a concert. I kind of wanted to go, and me mum wanted to go, and I really enjoyed Def Leppard.
Oh, Brad. So how old were you at the time that your mum had to come with you?
21, 22.
What? Brad. And Brad, what's it like? What's it like seeing your mum right next to you singing Pour Some Sugar on Me?
Well, put it this way. I'll pick down, but Phil Collin, lead guitarist, he's a good-looking man, and when you've got your mum and maybe one or two of her friends going off, basically I'll take him to the bedroom, you're just sitting there cringing.
Love bites indeed.
All right, Pete, keep it in your bed.
That was one of their songs.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We got Pete Hellier filling in for us, the Sarvo.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
The Time Game Jackpots Weekly.
Oh, mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
When exactly 5 seconds is up. This week, the jackpot is up to...
Oh, it's me. 7,600.
Carrie
is that right?
Tommy's Time Game.
Nailed it.
Sorry, that's not me Tommy's bit. $7,600 is on the line. Have you played the time game before, Pete Hellier?
I'm pretty sure I have.
Have you?
I don't know. What's the time game?
You know if you had.
Yeah.
It's the game that stops the nation.
Is it as good as Song in a Cave?
It is a lot better than Song in a Cave.
Okay.
There's no cash involved in Song in the Cave. It's just Jess's weird game that he makes us play every week. Jesse, let's do a round with Pete to try things out as the phone's going to melt down. So what happens here is Jesse says start and you say stop at exactly 5 seconds.
Okay.
Get it?
Yeah.
Simple. Let's go, Jesse.
Start.
Stop.
What the hell is that?
Oh, my God.
5 seconds?
That was like 2 seconds.
Oh, you know
why. Get out of your head, mate.
Because you know why it is. There's only 4 letters in Pete.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
He doesn't have 5 in his name. Can't help that, can he? Yeah. Peter, though.
Yeah, if
he's Peter.
He is Peter. Yeah, well,
that's
just trying to help you
name.
Out there, Pete.
How many seconds was that?
3.2.
Oh, Pete, shocking.
Give me another go. Give me another
okay,
go.
Okay, okay, ready, set, Jesse.
Start.
Stop.
Okay.
Too long. What was that? Like 10?
7.01.
Okay. If you think you can do Pete better than Pete.
Give me another one. I want to go again.
Call us now.
131060 is the number. We'll play up next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little with Pete Hellier filling in the Sarvo.
Time, bo bye, banana, banana, bo bye, be bye, mo bye.
It is the time game. Pete Hellier was shithouse at it when he played earlier. But, Matt, whoa, you'll be better, yeah?
Yeah, I hope so.
Have you played along in the car, Matt?
No, I haven't.
Oh, maybe you won't be better.
Matt, how long do you think we've been talking to you already? Off the top of your head.
8 seconds.
Not bad. No. I would have said 8.
It's actually 2 minutes. Time flies when you're having fun.
Okay, Matt, we're going to hand you over to Jesse. He's going to say start. You say stop at exactly 5 seconds. Handing you over to Jesse now.
Start.
Stop.
No. Felt a bit quick.
Short.
Felt a bit quick. Oh, look at you go.
Yeah, no, short. Definitely short.
Jesse.
4.8.
Oh, not. Oh, Matt, that was
I thought it was shorter.
Close.
I thought it was shorter.
It did feel shorter, didn't it?
I might time this myself because I'm not sure if Jesse's got his.
Oh, God. Wouldn't that be right? You
he's
come on.
Ruining the game
destroy
already.
Destroy the game.
Very close, though. 4.8.
Very close. Fiona. Oh, Fiona, with how many letters in her name?
Do you want me to answer that?
Well, yes. I mean, it's obvious.
Felt rhetorical,
five.
But yeah. I mean.
Five. So hopefully that's a good luck charm.
Yeah.
All right, Fiona. I feel scared if we give this away while Tommy's not here because this was Tommy's game. So don't be too good, Fiona, but let's give you the $7,600. Handing you over, Jesse, your time. Jesse, go.
Okay, here we go. Start.
Stop.
Oh.
They're pretty similar to.
Oh, so the thing is, I don't know if you've noticed that it's tricky sometimes because Jesse's got little ferret hands and sometimes it's tricky with the stopwatch. So in that time, I noticed that because he was busy last night with his ferrety fingers and they're a bit smaller.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh,
so sometimes it makes it hard to little press the little buttons. How did your ferrety little fingers go there, Jesse?
4.49.
Oh. Sorry, Fiona.
Sorry, Fiona. Alex. Alex, good mate, how are you feeling?
Oh, yeah, not bad.
Excellent. How many seconds in a minute?
60.
Yep.
Are you normally late or early, Alex?
I'm always late.
Oh, God.
Always late. All right.
That's not helpful for this game, but let's see how you go, Alex. Handing you over to Jesse.
Start.
Stop.
Hold long. Is it long?
Ferret's not giving much away today. He's piercing his lips very tightly. It's hard to see.
He was very busy last
night. Yes.
Five.
Ooh. Oh.
0.77.
Oh, Alex. Got time for two more. Emma, you're up. Yeah. How are you feeling, babe?
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Great. You ready to play?
Ready.
Let's get this chit chat out the way.
We believe in you, Emma. We believe in you.
Thank you.
Start.
Oh,
I felt pretty good.
Oh, Emma. Oh, it's the happiest he's looked today. It's happiest he's looked all week, actually.
It's very great.
It's been 3 weeks without the time game. It's been a long time.
I like how you've grown your little whiskers out a bit longer, Jess.
Yeah.
Is that a new post-London thing?
It's actually shorter. I shaved the other day. Thanks for noticing.
Oh, great. Okay.
Emma's singing, shut the hell up, everyone.
Just tell me.
No, Emma loves... Emma, you love the little ferret, don't you?
Oh, look, I do. I thought you were talking to me about my whiskers for a second.
Jesse, how's Emma gone?
0.22.
Oh, one more. Donna.
Yes.
Let's go, Donna. How are you feeling? You confident?
I'm feeling good, yep.
You have a good grip on time normally?
Yep, I do.
Okay, great. Let's hand you over to Jesse.
Start.
Stop.
Felt good, Donna. That felt good. I was counting in my head and I got to five right around then. Yep.
So you split the money?
Oh, split the money. Jesse, come on. Imagine telling Tommy we'd given away the time game.
It's 5-1.
0.20.
Oh, we'll be back next week.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy. We got Pete Hellier filling in this afternoon.
Pete Hellier, wordsmith. That's what I think when I think Pete Hellier, wordsmith.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You're smart. You're good with words.
Okay.
You know your stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Like yesterday when we were doing the paper quiz. Yeah.
I do find I'm not very good at anagrams. I panic. I go to a bit of a panic.
We don't do a lot of anagrams in the paper quiz.
You give me an anagram and I just go into my head, just goes, you go, what does RAAF mean? I'm just like, ramble, anus, animal, federation. It's wrong, isn't it?
That's an acronym.
Acronym.
I mean, I say wordsmith Pete Hellier. I didn't notice that wasn't an anagram and that it was an acronym.
When I said, I think subconsciously I thought, I'm not sure if you got that right.
But then it made me think, what is an anagram? Do you know what an anagram actually is?
An anagram is when you've got chest pains.
No, that's an angiogram.
You go in and have an anagram.
An angiogram.
No, I know what an anagram is.
What's an anagram?
It's
Do you know what a palindrome is?
A palindrome is a word that's spelled the same backwards and front.
Oh, good. Yeah. Like madam.
Back and front.
Or civic.
Yeah.
Level. Just top of my head kind of star. Race car. Maybe looking at a list.
Like Anna. The name Anna.
Anna. Yes. Yep. Very good. Yeah. Do you know what a lipogram is?
Again, you got more pains in the rear, actually.
What?
Pain in the rear.
Right.
They give
Are you thinking liposuction?
Maybe.
No?
Okay. What was it?
A lipogram.
No, I don't know what a lipogram
is. No, that's a boring one. We won't get tautonym. God, these are made up things. Mm. A semordin lap.
A semordin lap. It's like a hot lap.
A word or name that spells a different word backwards. What? Or backronyms. Well, that's a better name for it than a semordin lap. But when I started looking up...
Is this part of the radio show now? Or is this...
When I started looking up anagrams, it's fascinating. So an anagram is a form of wordplay, right? So where you use the letters in the word, but you rearrange them to make another word, right? Mm. So say, take the word mother-in-law, rearranged. It's not a good example. Hitler woman. Right? Let's move on from that one.
Okay, yes.
Debit card. If you took those words and rearranged them, you can make another word.
Yep.
Right? But the word that it makes is bad credit.
Oh, spooky.
No, how weird's that? Debit card rearranged is bad credit. That's weird. What about dormitory? Dormitory, as an anagram, rearranged is dirty room.
Wow.
Don't mock me.
I'm not mocking you.
Is this not weird? That the word that it turns into. So, astronomer. Rearranged those letters makes moon stirrer.
And
schoolmaster rearranged. What is it?
Principal.
The classroom. No, that's just another word for it, mate.
An anagram. Carrie Bigmore is Gold Logie winner.
There's people in the car that'll be going, oh my God. So how?
If you're in the car right now saying, oh my God, give us a call.
The Mona Lisa. Rearranged. Oh, lame saint.
I mean,
he started so good.
I've tapped out earlier.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, we got Pete Hellier filling in for Tommy Little this afternoon, and coming up a little bit later on, we'll let you know how you can get your hands on 20 grand.
Right now, though, you've been mocking my anagram chat, anagram where you use the letters in a word, turn them around, and they make something else, like dormitory rearranged is dirty room. I mean, that is crazy.
Yeah, I like it.
You didn't. You mocked me. But Kim, what did you think?
I literally sat in my car and thought, oh, my God.
Crazy, isn't it?
Crazy. I'm like, keep doing it.
Emma.
Regular segment.
Kim wants it. Emma, what did you think?
The debit card blew my mind because it really makes sense to me.
Debit card rearranged is bad credit.
That was it was almost spooky, wasn't it, Emma, that one?
I got one for you. How's this one, Emma? How's this one? Punishments rearranged is 9 thumps.
Stop it.
Isn't it?
Yeah, no. Stop it. That's too creepy.
Emma's mind has been blown again.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's what I do.
Amazing. But it's amazing.
I don't actually have any more from you, but I'll go look up some. Oh, slot. Oh, my God. I've got more. I've actually just looked up one more. Slot machines rearranged. Cash lost in them.
Oh.
Guys, this is a regular segment. Tommy's going to come back and he's going to be very unhappy.
Carrie and Tommy.
The Kid Leroy, 1,000 miles. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon. We've got Pete Hellier filling in the Savo.
When was the last time you were at Macca's?
Oh.
Sorry, personal question.
Yeah, personal question. No, I'm going to pretend. In the last week or so. Actually, before we get, I've got a quick food question I've been meaning to ask you all morning.
Ask you about
I forget.
Sure.
We'll get back to Macca's. You took some charity lollies yesterday, and you said you didn't have money for them. You said you were going to go back on money bags.
Don't be mean.
Have you gone back?
I've got change with me today.
Have you got change?
I'm going to put in more.
Where's the change?
I'm putting more than
how
I
much?
Need to.
How much are you going to put in?
I'm going to put in note.
You're going to put in a note?
Because I don't actually have change, but I got notes.
But you could have done that yesterday.
No, but I didn't have the note yesterday.
I thought you had notes but no coins.
I had a credit card, and they don't have PayWave on the charity lollipop.
You didn't want to give any more.
That's a really good idea.
PayWave?
PayWave on charity boxes. Because you could also get people walking past unexpectedly. Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised people at washing the windows at the lights
don't do pay wave.
Yeah.
Because those machines would cost a bit, though,
yeah,
to maintain.
Would.
I guess that would take it out of the charity money. Anyway, back to Macca's.
Yes, they do charity.
McHappy Day. Ronald McDonald. Here's the thing, right?
Yep.
There is two items at a McDonald's I'm partial to.
Okay.
But it's been a while since I've had one of them. And when I was overseas, twice I went to McDonald's and they did not have this item. Mm. And I am now a little bit worried that it's been removed from the menu. 13 10 60, if you go to McDonald's regularly, this is your time to call. Because if they have removed this item from the menu, it is an error.
Is it an item within an item? Is it something within a burger?
It's just a really good item that is one of the best things they sell. And if they've removed this, they're going to be losing money. McDonald's are going to be losing money if they've removed this item.
I hope Ronald's listening.
The strawberry thick shake. The strawberry thick shake. I could not get a strawberry thick shake anyway. You want a frappe? I don't want a frappe. I want a strawberry milkshake.
Could you ask for a chocolate milkshake but make it strawberry?
No, they don't have strawberry, chocolate, vanilla,
No thick shakes at all.
They no longer had thick shakes.
That's a bigger story. Don't we have the strawberry thick shake?
Well, that's the one I
thick
like.
Thick shakes.
They had frappes. I don't want a frappe.
What is a frappe?
A frappe is like
a coffee?
A bit like a thick shake, but then it's got all cream on top of it.
Can you ask for a frappe without the cream on top?
I mean, I realised I probably could have. But I like a strawberry thick shake and a big chips. That's my order. A large chips and a strawberry thick shake. And do you think I could find a thick shake anywhere? No.
Well, maybe that's just London Macca's.
No, that was Dubai Macca's.
Dubai Macca's.
Couldn't get strawberry thick shake.
Do Aussie Macca's still have thick shakes?
Thick shakes. Give us a call, 13 10 60. The first time I ever had a strawberry thick shake was when I got my braces put on when I was about 15 and I couldn't eat anything. And so my mum drove me through Macca's and she said, here, have a thick shake. You can slurp that down and that'll be your lunch.
It's a beautiful story. It's a beautiful story.
It's a heartwarming one, isn't it?
Can't wait for the telly movie.
Do you dip the chips in the thick shake?
No.
But have you never done that?
Well, it's I can't anymore because I don't. Yep,
you've
can't
missed
get
the boat.
A thick shake.
No,
maybe I should be dipping the sticks in the frappe.
The sticks.
I think you probably just asked for the frappe without the cream. But
how
anyway,
good are sticks, by the way?
Wait, what are sticks?
You used to have them in your lunchbox.
What are sticks?
Covered sticks?
No, they're like chips.
Actual sticks.
Like French fries, but they're like a crisp, like a chip.
Oh, right, yeah.
They're little sticks.
I think I call it French fries.
Alicia. Yeah. Alicia, do they still have thick shakes?
What do you mean Alicia?
They do.
Her name's Alicia, isn't it?
It's Alicia.
Is Alicia or Alicia?
It's Alicia.
Okay.
Alicia, have you ever heard of anyone called Alicia?
Of course it is, mate.
I get called it all the time.
Oh, only by radio hosts, I reckon.
It looks like it's spelt Alicia.
Very kind, Alicia. You are very kind.
Do they have strawberry thick steak?
I had a vanilla one the other night with my my large packet of French fries, so I'm sure they do strawberry.
Oh, so excellent. Why don't they do it overseas anymore?
Well, what state are you calling from, Alicia?
I'm Victoria.
Okay, so Victoria is still serving thick shakes.
Emily, are they still serving thick shakes?
Tick Victoria off.
Hello, we do indeed, actually.
We. Oh, this is Ronald calling.
Yes, this is Ronald with his size 27 foot. Hello.
Is it Emily or Emily?
Emily, what state are you calling from?
Victoria.
You're Victoria as well.
So maybe it's a Victorian thing. Chrissy, where are you from first?
Victoria.
So this is not a proper, what's the word when you do a survey?
Cross-section.
This is not a sample size. I can't talk.
Yes, Chrissy. Chrissy, yes.
The thing is, the reason you probably can't get them is because the shake machine's never working.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. But then
they're always on cleaning mode.
So do all of the McDonald's now do frappes?
Yes.
Oh,
they love their frappes.
But they do the thick shakes as well.
Okay.
We have Alan in Newcastle, though, New South Wales. Let's find out what the situation is in New South Wales. Alan.
That was your very reporter voice then.
I got my serious journalist voice on now,
crossing
Alan.
To us live crossing from New South Wales.
I'm going to save the world.
Yep.
I had a thick shake driving from Sydney to Newcastle on the
yes!
with a large fry.
Oh, Alan, you're my hero. Would have been better for a strawberry, but hero, Alan. Do you dip him in?
They're still there, and they tasted great.
Great.
There you go.
Good. All right.
Man after your own heart, Carrie.
Me and Alan. Alan.
Steve.
Elaine.
Elaine.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy a little bit. No Tommy today. We've got Pete Hellier filling in for us.
And not only Pete Hellier, we have a very special guest with us, a special guest who I have to say, I have not stopped thinking about this thing you said, Pete, to me on air the other day since it happened, so much so that when I was sitting next to him on the desk last night, I kept sneaking a little look at him because I couldn't believe what I know. Once you know, she can't unnotice, right?
Exactly right.
Which brings me to this segment I would like to do now.
Baby got neck. Baby got neck.
The other opener was going to be "Don't want no short neck man," but I decided that was more appropriate. Okay, so we were chatting the other day, Mr. Pete Hellier, and we had a sleep expert on to talk about
sleep technician to the stars
to talk about your snoring issue.
Yes,
and this is what she had to say.
When I knew that it was you, Pete, that was going to be on here, I thought this is great because I could already have probably told you that I think you have sleep apnea just by looking at you.
Wow. This is a blow. This is like
looking at you. I can see that you have a thicker neck compared to some other men.
Like Waleed. It's because I sit next to Waleed, and Waleed does have a thin neck. We discussed this on the show before. He was not allowed in the Formula One car because he's got a thin neck.
And the thin and thick neck men join us now. Pete Hellier and Waleed Ali, welcome.
Well, we cater for all necks on the project.
Okay, first of all, I've never thought of you having a thick neck. And to you, Waleed, I've never thought of you having a thin neck.
But now I know you're creepily looking at me.
I was. Because I've always noticed your dainty hands, right? You've got he's got lovely hands, very piano player hands.
Right.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
I'd not thought of that. Yeah. How much exactly have you noticed?
I'm always looking. Are they Trumpian?
No, Trumbians are short and stumpy.
These are more like chipolatas.
These are lovely fingers.
They're lovely
fingers. But I'd never thought much about your neck.
Well, I'm offended.
And so first of all, had you been told, so you'd obviously been told in the past you have a thin neck because you couldn't drive a Formula One car.
Well, okay, so.
why do you need a thick neck to drive a Formula One car?
Well, because of the G-force, you need to be able to, hold your head on.
Oh, so your head doesn't bobble around.
Bobble around, yeah. So, and I should point this out, I said in that grab before that we discussed this on the show many times. I don't think we had discussed it. It probably was private conversations of every Waleed.
But we did discuss it on the show with Daniel Ricciardo.
We did, okay.
This was 2015, 16, right. Something like that.
Yep.
I was asked if I wanted to do a hot lap in the Formula One car.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah, amazing. No, I was like, excited. This is going to be great.
But
then
so excited.
It started occurring to me that this might not be great. And we had Daniel Ricciardo.
Hold on, because you had a sense that you had a thin neck, yeah, or you just meant because it would be full on.
No, no, because okay. of
the thin neck.
Because of said neck issues. So anyway.
When Wally drives, he actually wears a neck brace.
Only if I'm late. Only if I'm late. Anyway. So anyway, you must have been on because we had Daniel Ricciardo and it was, Kylie Minogue.
And I was on maternity leave and I remember going, I can't believe I've missed this.
Okay, so yeah. Georgie on us. Okay, yeah. So Daniel Ricciardo and Kylie Minogue. And we were interviewing Daniel Ricciardo and you just blurted out, I think, to him, maybe I did actually. Maybe this is all my fault.
Yeah.
Just said, I've got this hot lap. I'm actually worried about it because I think my neck's really going to hurt. And one of us asked him, is that true? And he took one look at me and he said, yeah, that's going to hurt.
And then you were stopped from doing the
and
hot
he
lap.
Gave me, no, what actually, do you want the truth or the fun answer?
Oh, the fun answer.
Oh, yes,
better.
Then I was stopped from doing the hot lap.
But there you never got to do the hot lap.
I did do the hot lap, okay. But I did it in the VA.
It did it very slow.
It was.
Then the Mazda 6-3.
The real reason
I went through a school zone.
Yeah, the safety car came out. Just always out when I'm on the track, just to make sure I'm safe. No, the real reason I didn't go in the Formula One car was at the last minute, the sports minister who funds the whole operation said he wanted to. So I got
Sure. And
so
what sort of necks he got?
Very thick. Very thick neck.
Okay. Actually, I think his neck's not bad. Yeah. He's more of the Hellier variety.
Does your thin neck, and now that I look at it, it just looks like a neck. I can't.
It's not. No, yeah. It's not like a pencil neck.
No.
It looks very normal.
It's not like I can't find a shirt collar.
No, but. But if you're gonna go to Luna Park and sit down for a caricature, they're emphasizing the thing neck.
I don't know if that's right.
But has it caused you any other challenges in your life?
The reason I knew about this was I can't actually remember what the problem was.
You got windy.
That's why I never go outside when I'm in Melbourne. No, it was obviously neck referred pain or something in my back or shoulder.
Carrying your heavy
head. And I saw a physio, and a physio just said, "Yeah, your neck's actually quite it's relatively long and thin. So because of that, you're going to get these issues." So that's the only reason I was aware of it.
And is that a hereditary thing?
I haven't looked at mum or dad's neck.
No, okay.
So no kids noticed in the playground, though? It wasn't something that, didn't call you ET or anything like that?
No, I think mainly for the reason that you're exaggerating this for comic effect.
Do you think?
Aside from that fact, there would be no reason for them to notice.
Yeah, well, it's been great to chat next.
Has it?
Yes, it has.
I mean, I don't know if you're speaking for all of us at this point.
But you've got nothing to... You don't feel funny about your neck, do you?
It's a beautiful neck.
I didn't until now.
Yeah.
And well, it's not our fault that the sleep lady noticed Pete's neck and then he noticed your neck. Now I can't look away from either of your
necks. Blame the sleep technician to the stars. That's who you need to blame. Anyway, what's coming up next?
Can we swap seats tonight? I don't feel comfortable sitting next to Carrie.
I won't look anymore.
Let's look out for each other tonight, Wally. If we see Carrie peering over in a weird way, we'll just give each other a nudge.
All right, no neck.
You see me turning my neck.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We got Pete Hellier filling in for Tommy this afternoon. And guys, coming up very soon, thanks to the Foxtel original drama series, The 12, you could win $20,000. Just go and register at carrieandtommy.com.au.
Also, there's something that I always do on a plane. I find myself in a situation where it's happening and I think, oh my God, why is this happening again? But having chatted to you yesterday, I'm not alone. In fact, I think almost everybody will have experienced this.
Mm.
And we're going to talk about that very soon.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We got Pete Hellier filling in for Tommy this afternoon. And in case you missed it last night.
I scored it. 10.
That means Billy McKay, you're the winner of MasterChef Australia 2022.
And she joins us now. It's Billy.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Is it sunk in? I mean, I guess you've known for a long time.
Well, no, I haven't known for a whole lot of time.
How long ahead of time do you know?
The day.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So it was a long wait, but very, very good result.
Amazing result, because we were just talking, we had you on the project last night, mm-hmm. and we couldn't work out, Pete was saying, we were both sort of sitting there trying to work out, was it you?
Yeah.
Was it Sarah? And I thought maybe it was Sarah, and then I kind of changed my mind as I started watching it last night. I think Billy's got this, and then I changed back. What was it like watching it back?
Yeah, really strange. Relived it all again. I mean, I knew what was coming. I knew what the challenge was. I knew what the, each time I fell over in that challenge, I knew it was coming, but it was still riveting. I was on the edge of my seat and I knew what was going on.
So. And how fun's a taffety tart to say?
Taffety tart, and to eat. I know, right? It was delicious, and like I can't explain how yum that was.
So Melissa gave you the 10 to end it, which basically you won by 2 points, I think it was. Yeah. So when to go back into that moment, did you think you had to get past Sarah? Did you think you were going to get it done?
No. Right. No, I think trailing by 5 points was a lot.
Panicotta, yeah.
I know, the panicotta.
I know, not that I wouldn't be able to make a panicotta, panicotta.
Yeah, it really put me in a bad position heading into that pressure test. But last time in season 7, I was behind by 4 points and I came back. So I thought, it's one more point. I might be able to do it here if I get everything right.
Yeah.
How was it seeing Heston? So you obviously went to work with him after you won the last MasterChef. Mm-hmm. What's your relationship like with him? Sort of went with no cameras rolling.
Yeah. No, he's great. I didn't see a whole lot of him when I worked at the Fat Duck because he's a busy man. He's doing a lot. His mind doesn't stop, I think.
He's not slicing onions with you in the...
No, he wasn't in the stock room with me chopping up mushrooms for sure. But, it was... I sort of had a feeling it might be him coming back because we'd had, Peter Gilmore come in that week, and there are a lot of big names throughout the season, and I was just sort of dreading it because I know what he's capable of. Yeah. I know the dishes that he comes up with. So, yeah, pretty terrifying to see him walk through.
But you said something to Pete and I on the project last night and I went along with it, and then I've thought about it since and thought I had no idea what you were talking about. We were talking about the best invention of all time, and apparently it's the best appliance of all time is the washing machine. Yeah. That's what's been decided. Okay. I asked you what was the best kitchen appliance of all time, freezer, fridge options, mm-hmm. oven options, mm-hmm. but you gave this as your answer.
Which kitchen appliance do you think was the greatest ever invention out of all of the things that you have access to in your kitchen?
I think the blast chiller.
What is a blast chiller?
Where do you keep that in your kitchen? Next to the Jaffel maker?
Or is it? I'll fill you in. I don't have one in my kitchen. Okay. It's one of the perks of MasterChef. It's a freezer that freezes things really quickly.
So is that what you do the ice cream with and stuff like that?
Yeah. Oh. In the time-pressured challenges when you've only got an hour to make a dessert, for example, and you need to set something really quick, you can sort of move it back and forth from the blast chiller to the fridge.
Oh, because I've seen you guys do that. I know that was what the blast... So would a normal person at home be able to have a blast chiller?
Yeah, you'd have to have a pretty big kitchen, I think.
Right.
And your power bill would
be sure.
Monstrous, yes.
So take us behind the curtain a little bit from MasterChef, because I think a lot of viewers wonder this. When you make your meal, and obviously there's a waiting period mm-hmm. for the judges to eat it, how long can that take? And is it an advantage or disadvantage where you go? Because the judges are eating, obviously, and they don't hold back. They're, like, really shoving it in. Are there times where, like, oh, wow, they haven't called me up yet and I'm, they're probably already full or...
Yeah, they've got a pretty good system worked out, I think. They taste all of our food as we're cooking throughout the challenge. And then,
oh, so it's not just at the end. Yeah.
They have an idea what the food should taste like in its best, most fresh state. And then at the end of the challenge, everything goes into a fridge or a freezer, depending if it's a frozen or a fresh dish. And then, they taste everything.
So they just nuke it in the mic for 30 seconds.
That's good to know.
It's cold. Cold dish tasting.
What do you mean? So even the hot dishes, they taste cold?
Yes, but they have tasted it throughout the challenge.
Hot. So you're having a Musliman curry cold?
Like. Yeah. It's just strange. Because when there's 24 contestants at the start, you think about, taking those dishes up one by one. It's a long time.
And I guess if you reheat stuff, it could dry out or it could get chewy.
So
or...
it makes it a very even playing field, I think, to taste it all at the same time.
I love cold fish. Delicious. Well, congratulations. What's next? What do you do with this now?
I think I might have a little rest for a while and some quality time with my daughter and family and take it easy for a little bit. But being back this season has really cemented for me that cooking is what I want to do. So I'd love to open something little to start with and see where that takes me.
Well, all the best. We love you. We're so glad you won. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Wednesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We got Pete Hellier filling in the sarvo.
And Jesse, you were telling us that Tommy Little recommended a movie for you to watch on the plane home from London and you ended up in tears. Yes.
Yeah, it was one of the saddest movies I think I've ever seen and it was true.
So what was the movie?
It's called The Alpinist.
Don't give away the ending, though.
Yeah.
Because I want to watch it, and now you've ruined it for me. I know.
Don't watch it. You're just going to make yourself cry. No.
Okay. He did recommend it to my son, Ollie, to watch, too. So now poor Ollie's going to be crying. Or will he not? Because this is the question I have for you, Mr. Movies, Mr. Pete Hellier.
Yes.
When we were talking about this yesterday off air and we were saying movies on planes make you cry, you said it's not just movies make you teary on planes. It's a scientific fact.
It's physiological. No, it's physiology.
Okay.
It's basically I'm sticking with that, So basically, it's a real thing. In fact, I think it was Virgin had warnings before the movie. It might have been something like Finding Nemo or one of the Pixar movies. They had a warning saying, "Warning, these movies make you cry more because." The high altitude and the cabin pressure reduces oxygen to in the cabin, which causes dehydration. Yeah, and dehydration is associated with a flurry of symptoms, including mood disturbances and fatigue, both of which can make us cry and become a bit tearful.
I mean, Up is a sad movie, so that I'm crying on land and in air at Up.
But do you find yourself even more so and becoming more emotional?
I cried everything, right? Yeah. So I do cry on land. I mean, Nemo.
Yeah.
But in the air, I thought it was more because usually when you're flying, you're either leaving your family, like I'm leaving the kids, so I'm feeling sad that I'm leaving the kids, or I'm leaving the fun place I've been, so I'm feeling sad that I'm leaving, or I'm on my way to I was going to say a funeral, but that's anyway. I don't know why that was the first thing that came to my head. But either way, often on planes, there's reasons you could be sad.
Yes.
But you're saying it is just actually air pressure.
Well, no, they can still play into it. I imagine. I think if you're feeling sad,
if I'm sobbing at the Kardashians, perhaps there's more than just air pressure.
Yes.
Happening.
Yes. Okay. I think if you go in and you're already emotional, then that's going to make you probably a wreck if you were to watch a sad movie. But if you're just in your natural state, you might find yourself becoming more emotional watching these sadder films.
But even
if you're not watching a film, do you find yourself – I feel like I become more maybe even sometimes melancholy.
Of course.
Or reflective on a plane.
Yeah,
is this why some couples have really big blow-ups on planes?
Oh,
do they
get really emotional? Haven't you seen? You've ever seen a couple and they're just sitting there in their seats, just arguing for the whole flight?
We talked about this on air. I did witness an argument on a flight. Yes, but that one I felt like it was less melancholy and more they needed to break up. You know, that was just a blessing really in the end. Yeah. That flight.
Yeah.
But I get teary on flights often because I just want my 3-year-old off my lap. But when was the last time you've cried at a movie? Are you a teary man?
Jeez. I've never known a
person to watch more movies than you.
I do get emotional when there's kids involved or kids getting hurt, you know, on in movies.
What about MasterChef, we just talked to Billy before, like when there's a finale and people are crying, would you tear up then?
Okay, I might get a lump in the throat.
Okay.
My mum's a big cry. She cried in the Imperfect Match once.
She did.
At what point
when they were a perfect match?
Yeah, I think when the screen came back and they were pretty happy. And
bless.
Hells, you loved it. So.
But do you cry in life much?
No, not really, I have to say. No, not often.
When was the last time you cried? I feel like this is...
Oh, my God, you've taken 3 days to
drama,
tell...
Drama, crime!
Are you going to tell Pete to sit in the pain?
Nah, it's only Tommy that can't do that.
Probably when you asked me to fill in for Tommy.
Having to do the double shift with me brought you to tears. Yeah.
I'll ask you when the last time you cried, but you cry on the show a lot.
Yeah, I've gotten a bit better.
Over the last 3 months? When have you gotten better?
It feels like I have. Maybe. No. Okay. No. Good.
When we do good news segment on a Wednesday often, it's good news.
That's because that's so sad. It's meant to be good news.
It's called good news.
I know, but it's happy, sad tears.
Yeah, it's always a happy
sad,
ending.
But happy, sad tears.
Yeah, between you and Rachel Corbett, it's a flood in there.
It's a gold Kleenex box.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, that is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon. And guys, there's a brand new show called The 12, Aussie Drama.
I need a new show to watch. I normally get my tips from you, Pete. And this show has one of your besties in that, Brendan Cow, Brooke Satchwell, Sam Neill. In fact, all three friends, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Sam Neill, I've only met a couple of times. I think he's really... He loves me. But very excellent show. It's really an excellent, excellent show.
So it's a courtroom drama that's not just about the case, but it's about the jury, the 12, and their journey to reach the verdict. And it's made us excited because of this show, we are doing this.
12 strangers locked in a room. $20,000 cash. One person will walk away with it all, but only if they can convince enough people in that room that they deserve it the most. Carrie and Tommy's. Who are you to judge? Thanks to the Foxtel original drama series, The 12, now on Foxtel.
And there's a catch to this. If that jury doesn't reach a majority verdict on who should get that cash, you listening now, someone listening can call through and nab that 20K. It is all happening next week. Let's induct another two jury members, but I'm not sure if that's the correct phrasing.
No.
Let's welcome them. What did you say, seduct? Oh, I thought you said seduct. Select Mark.
We are trying to be as true to a court case as we can too.
You are one of the jurors, Mark.
Lovely. Thank you very much. How are you guys?
Oh, you sound lovely.
He does, doesn't he? Lovely manner.
Thank you very much.
Are you going to turn when you get into the jury room, or are you going to use this lovely manner to convince everyone you deserve the cash?
Oh, I think I'll try and either bribe or play on their heartstrings and just see how I go.
Bribe? Mark, you don't sound like a briber.
I suppose in that sort of scenario, anything's possible.
So what's your situation, Mark? What's going on in your life?
Okay, so the reason I entered it was because the $20,000 would be a great deposit on a four-wheel drive. I lent my ex my four-wheel drive and basically it got written off in right behind me.
Oh.
And I seen it all unfold. So,
What do you mean you see it all unfold?
Well, we were travelling up the road and I was about 50 metres in front of her and we went through a set of traffic lights and I looked through the revision mirror and seen another car basically T-bone her. So,
oh, my gosh. And is she okay?
Yeah, is she okay?
She was okay. Of course, it was even luckier because we had our little 2-year-old son in my vehicle.
Oh.
And she was in, of course, my four-wheel drive. And when I seen it, I had to quickly drop a UE and get back there and try and stay nice and calm so it didn't upset our little boy.
Oh, and, how horrible seeing that, Mark.
It was. And, of course, it was even worrying because she wasn't moving. Basically sitting there. So by the time I got back to her, she was sort of conscious and at least talking. But, yeah, it was horrendous to watch in a revision mirror.
Got to say, Mark, when you said you wanted the $20,000 for a new car, I was like, okay, well, good luck to you, mate. But
now that you've heard it, I've
heard the story in the context
of persuasion,
absolutely.
And Mark has it. Mark, well, you are up against Jacinta, who is juror number 5. Welcome, Jacinta.
Hi, guys.
How are you going? Have you heard what Mark needs the cash for?
I did. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm so sorry. but I need the cash more. Is that what you're going to tell him, Jacinta?
I do. I do. I don't want it. I need it.
Okay. Why do you need it, babe?
My partner and I have actually been trying for a baby for the last probably 6 years and found out a few years ago we need to do IVF. So we are ready to embark on our next IVF journey after being unsuccessful.
Oh, and that 20K would be so helpful and it would be, for that.
Yeah,
it would be so expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, Mark, good luck to you, mate.
Thank you.
I mean, sorry. I mean, good luck to you, Jacinta, too. But hearing that, Mark, I feel for you, Mark, because now I want this for Jacinta as well. This is, I'm so glad I'm not taking any part in deciding who gets this money.
No, you don't vote at all.
Oh, the jury decides next week. Will it be Mark? Will it be Jacinta? Will it be you listening now? 20 grand on the line. Jesse, it's not too late to register to be involved.
Yeah, just jump online, carrieandtommy.com.au. You could be one of our jurors. It's all thanks to the brand new Foxtel original drama series, The 12, now on Foxtel.
Now that the show's finished, don't be sad. You can get more Carrie and Tommy anytime you like. Just download and sign up to the Listener app. It's the new home of Carrie and Tommy.